All right, you're live on Arms with Glenn.
And John.
And Drew.
Drew.
What?
It's going to be okay. Don't be grumpy over there.
I'm not.
All right.
I feel like you're getting murdered today, bro.
Sounds grumpy. Okay. Not grumpy, I guess.
The judgment-free zone? Welcome to 2021, kids.
2021. Happy New Year. This is our first live show. It's not our first show of the New Year because we did the pre-recorded show.
You did.
Drew and I did the pre-recorded show for last week on Wednesday.
Nice.
Yeah. We didn't have a chance to do it beforehand because we got so busy with training and shit. And then we had to go to California and do the training and then come back. And so then we did it when we came back. And then we were good. So anyway, this is our first live show.
Woo!
What a woo! What a ride. So far.
Who the fuck knows?
I'm in. I'm all in. Let's do this.
I'm just going to keep moving forward.
People have asked me, well, before we get to that, thank you, patrons.
Yes.
For being involved in the show. Thank you for continuing to support the show. Really appreciate it. I love getting messages from patrons and from listeners, and we have got a bunch in the last couple weeks. And not even about the stupid shit.
Yeah, we've gotten several on Instagram.
And by stupid shit, I mean like current events.
Yeah.
And people asking us about training, people asking us about mucking, managing unknown contacts. I've gotten a couple different questions about optics and some questions about finding training, places where they are. So, we're always open to your questions. We've got Instagram with all three of us kind of monitor. I don't monitor the Instagram Arms Room. Like usually, just so you guys know, if you're talking to someone on the Arms Room Instagram, it's either John or Drew, generally.
Yeah. And if it's something outside of my realm, I'll refer it to either Glenn or Drew or,
Or we'll find the answer
yeah.
or whatever. If it is on Facebook, it's usually going to be me.
Yeah, I don't.
I only dabble on our Facebook to post the shows. Sometimes Drew's on there as well, but she's like me. We're not really on the Arms Room Facebook that much. And then if you email us directly, info@trainingaz.com, then that either comes to Drew or myself. So,
and that's only you.
Well, it comes to me, but sometimes I'll forge shit onto you, Drew handles a lot of stuff out of that for me. But, this is what you're going to get a hold of us one way or another is the point to that story. It's easy. And you can go through Redwire Gear, and you can get a hold of John directly. If you have questions about gear, just go straight to Redwire Gear, It's like it's not – if you have a question about running, go to MRC Phoenix. And you'll get in touch with Drew because she runs the Instagram MRC Phoenix and the Facebook. Do you guys really do much on Facebook, MRC Phoenix?
Yeah, or just repost? Jim's on the Facebook.
Jim runs that one?
Mm-hmm.
So Jim, the co-captain, runs the MRC Phoenix Facebook. Drew's running the Instagram for MRC Phoenix. So there's opportunities to get a hold of us is the point. You have questions about stuff, hit us up. We're happy to answer them. And if you have show ideas, much like today is another one of our listeners' show ideas, send them over. info@trainingaz.com is the easiest way to get your show ideas to us, and we are definitely more than likely going to do the show. If you ask us to do a show, we're probably going to do it. We're typically only scheduling right now like a few weeks in advance because we have so much stuff coming up and we have to bounce around so much that we're really only scheduling our own like shows. We used to do it like months out.
Yeah, quarterly.
Yeah, we do like a quarterly schedule. We haven't been doing that for a while, and we've been so busy with everything that we're just kind of doing it a few weeks out right now. We've got some great guests coming up and all that, but there's that. So, whatever. Extra show. We can do that today. We can do that next week.
Next week might work
better. We got next week. Drew's busy. She got things going on. So we'll do the extra show next week. But it will be coming. That's for the $10 above patrons. So we'll do the extra show. I don't know what we'll talk about.
I don't know.
It's always good stuff.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard the extra show and you're a $10 above patron, you're missing out. It's always, I feel like, some of our best shows.
Yeah.
Because all of our personal stuff. It's what we're talking about personally. So, Facebook and Instagram. Let's talk about that for a second.
Suck.
What's going to happen?
I don't know.
We jumped on Parler. So, Independence Training did. So for anybody who's not on Parler,
I can't download it.
So a lot of people can't, but available. You can. If you go to DuckDuckGo, or if you go to Parler.com, you can read the post on Parler.com, or if you go to DuckDuckGo, you should be able to get the program.
Cool.
But they want you to verify your driver's license or passport number.
But that's only when trying to send direct messages to each other or something like that.
Well, it's to be a Parler. It's like to verify your account. They want your driver's license number.
It's because parlors.
I didn't have to do that.
By the way,
I didn't have to do that.
No, it's if you want to like leave messages and stuff like that, you have to do it.
I don't know.
I'll look at it.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
I was like, yeah, that's a hard pass.
Telegram is the other option, and we're only doing a little bit on Parler right now just to see what's going on. So far, whatever.
Orange man bad.
Yeah. A standing president was silenced by social media.
Yeah.
Welcome to America. Welcome to communism.
People were let into the Capitol. And they weren't even all Trump supporters. A lot of Antifa in there. A lot of plants, as usual. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff happened. A chick was killed by a dumb cop. Now we're going to hate the police again. No, also,
we're not going to hate the
police. Oh, we're not hating police now?
No, they're not hating police now.
Well, who are we hating for that? No, oh, we hate Trump for that. Yeah, that woman's Trump's fault.
Yeah, it's Trump's fault. Here's, and she was a criminal because she was supposedly charged with stalking someone.
Well, let me throw the brakes on this. Let me throw the brakes on this. If you were there and you didn't know how to treat and didn't have the tools to treat a single gunshot wound to the chest, listen up. Listen closely. I have an important message. You're fucking stupid.
Yes.
In fact, if you can hear my voice and you don't know how to treat a single gunshot wound to the chest or a gunshot wound anywhere or any kind of traumatic injury, stop whatever stupid masturbatory extracurricular activities you have and learn how to fix yourself, you fucking idiot.
Yes.
It's getting dumb at this point. Dude.
Getting?
YouTube. You can YouTube this shit.
Yeah.
We have videos about it. Dark Angel Medical has videos about it. Lone Star Medics has videos about it. Triad Medical has videos about
NAR
it.
Has
Prepared.
Videos
NAR. About it. Right North American Rescue. TACMED Solutions. Go H&H. Fucking pick a great company who does this kind of work. They have videos. If you do nothing else, watch a fucking video and then carry some basic tools. And look, if you're going to go raid the Capitol.
That's a strong word, but all right.
If you want to go try to pretend like you want to involve yourself in a cool insurrection or you want to go be a part of some rally or mob mentality bullshit or whatever the fuck your masturbatory fucking wet dream is that you think you're going to go do or that you think you've been a part of. I don't know, maybe you ought to carry some med supplies. Because I don't know if you know this, but people get hurt doing that shit. Even just like falling down. Ugh. And who, of course, went in to save the chick? The Capitol Police. Yeah. And they had to push everyone back to get to her. Whatever. Then what happened next?
I don't know.
We have no video of anybody leaving. Oh, really. Weird. You'd think... If I owned an empire and elements within my empire allowed my opponents or even my supporters to raid an important building in my empire, first of all, occupy is a better term than raid. And not even really occupy because they didn't even stay there.
No.
They just, aggressively tourist?
What, yeah. What is it aggressively toured.
They aggressively toured the Capitol, all right? And what? I would have surrounded the building and just scooped them all up as they came out. And now they want to have a big show of force by using face recognition and crowdsourcing and all this to find the people and arrest them. I
feel like we could go back in time and do that for a whole bunch of places that got burned to the ground back during the summer.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
No, we can't.
How come we aren't labeling all those people domestic terrorists?
They were exercising their constitutional rights.
By taking over cities, burning stuff, shutting down small businesses, raiding.
Yeah.
Taking other small businesses and literally forcing them into poverty.
Into the fucking ground.
Making businesses go out of business. Making ambulances have dead patients in the back because they couldn't get to hospitals. Yeah, those people aren't domestic terrorists.
Just keep moving forward, man.
What's happened, dude?
The system is not broken yet.
The toaster's broken.
The toaster's totally broken.
The toaster's broken. The system
A toaster is a system, Tom.
Here's the problem, though.
Look, Big Sarge. I know, Big Sarge. I know you want to fucking believe.
I don't. I don't anymore. That's the problem. Is I don't believe. The system is so convoluted, fucked up, and broken that at this point, it's no longer the system. It's the fucking oligarchy.
Mm-hmm.
They are the motherfuckers in charge. We are the fucking peasants.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's nothing else to be said.
Yeah, I know that. What's your point?
It saddens me that we, the people, have let it go that far. And at this point, there's not a fucking thing we can do about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Could think of some things.
You could murder a bunch of people and start over.
I could think of burn. I could think of a lot of things that we could do.
Voting doesn't work.
That I'm not willing to say on a public forum out loud.
Voting doesn't work.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to go murder and burn. I'm just saying you could potentially go murder and burn.
Voting hasn't worked in decades.
Nope. Protesting doesn't work. You can't speak on social media platforms because they shut you down. I'm amazed.
Welcome to the tech
that we're still here.
Yeah.
The arms room and independence training. We're both small fish enough that I think we're just cruising past.
Yeah.
It won't be long, though.
No.
We'll be gone. The podcast will always remain because –
We'll find a way.
We'll maintain on, you know, the other platforms we're on. But, like, Facebook, I think the Facebook Live thing for us is going to go away soon.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I haven't done anything on Facebook in pretty much all of 2020. Mm-hmm. I rarely posted anything. And if I did, it was a share from Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't even bother anymore.
Yeah, we pretty much just... Take our Instagram posts and share them to Facebook. So
Apple has officially taken Parler off, even though it was the number one downloaded app.
Yeah.
And they are trying to auto-delete it on everybody's phones tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, because while they tried that the other night, I was reading, because all of a sudden they did a huge update on everyone's phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so now Apple, the headstone, or the capstone, I mean, of...
The anti-establishment,
we don't audit, we don't save your privacy stuff, no, free speech and all that. Apple wants to shut Parler down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oligarchy cares about their money. That's all they care about is their money. That's all they've ever cared
about. And I guess Twitter took a massive hit now that people have deactivated their accounts off of Twitter.
Yeah, everyone freaking bailed off of Twitter, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I never had Twitter.
I neither.
I think independence training does, though.
Dave started one a couple years ago.
Never did anything with it, did he?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
But.
I had one just so I could follow Trump on there because his tweets when he first got as president were hilarious. God.
So what's going to happen? I don't know. People be asking all the time now.
Yep.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll say the same thing I've always said.
Be better.
Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself or prepare the people around you.
Yep.
For what? Anything.
Everything.
Get your shit squared away. Get out of debt. Get yourself physically fit. Stock up on needed, necessary everyday supplies. Consider backup communication plans. Consider backup transportation plans. You know?
Be better.
Be better. Be better at being you. And we talked about last week. Was being an asset to your family and community and how to do it. It was all about making yourself better.
Yeah.
Educate yourself. Read some history books. Read some history books.
What do you mean? Because they're deleting and changing all the history books. Do you know they're trying to remove Trump from Home Alone? They're trying to delete that scene out of Home Alone?
Get out of here.
Of course they are.
Mm-hmm.
These people are like my ex-wife. Jesus Christ.
The fucking cancel culture has gone too far.
It's insane.
Like, I saw something interesting. They were talking about, like, multiculturalism and multinationalism and shit like that, and how it actually is the opposite of what they think it is.
Yeah.
Because all it does is make one homogenous pile of shit where no one is able to celebrate their diversity or the differences that make us better. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, what the fuck? If you're offended by something, that's a fucking you problem.
That's the big deal, right?
That's not a me problem. Mm-hmm. It's not a Glenn problem, and it's not a Drew problem. It's a fucking you problem. If it offends you, don't partake. Period. It's not fucking hard. There's a certain level of maturity that should be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, because we have raised a generation of fucking
multiple
pussies.
Multiple generations.
Well, it's gotten progressively worse, but
okay. Sure, but multiple.
We've raised a generation of people, and we've basically taught them to hate their parents, mm-hmm. hate the fucking government, mm-hmm. and to hate them fucking selves.
Yeah.
Like, that's really the big key, is everybody fucking hates themselves.
You're
because
not good enough.
I'm not diverse enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. Oh, my God, I don't have enough black friends. I read a magazine article about how it's not – like, literally, the article was 6 ways to be more anti-racist.
Mm-hmm.
One of the number one things they said in that article was – actively seek out friendships with people of color.
I got a couple of black friends. Anybody out there, a black, want to be my friend? I need more black friends.
Like, that.
What does that even mean?
That's like the most racist.
That is the most racist shit ever. Hey, can anyone be my friend? I need more black friends.
Yeah, I don't have enough people of color.
I only want black friends. I'm only taking applications for black friends right now.
Mexicans.
How racist is that?
I know, right? Like, it was like.
Thank God I have some Asian friends. Whew, I got that one covered.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good across the board.
Yeah.
I have one friend.
She's not diverse at all.
Isn't she like super white?
Pasty white.
She's a little ginger from Ireland.
Oh, God.
That's not diverse enough.
No. You're a fucking terrible human being.
We need to seek out some additional people of color to be friends.
I've had.
If that's not the most racist thing ever.
I know, right? I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Well, it's like you said, man, you get to the point where you're trying to be so diverse that you're actually non-inclusive.
Yeah. It's just.
I was talking, a student of mine the other day was on the law enforcement hiring board for a local agency. And he was talking about, you know, this diversity problem. He said, when they bring people to the hiring board, literally, now, what they do is instead of saying, hey, how'd they do on the tests? What's their background like? What's their experience like? How they do on the oral boards?
Race.
Yeah. How are we doing on our diversity boards? And how many women applied? That's all they care about. It's like, what's their racial diversity? And what's their gender diversity?
Even hiring at the bank, when I was working at Comerica Bank, they tell you that you have to hire people of color. And we were an all-female staff, and we were told that we had to hire a black guy or a Mexican guy.
Is that what you guys said, Eric?
Yeah. Sorry, Eric. That was the only reason you were hired. Actually, Eric doesn't even work there anymore.
Yeah, you say. I think Eric's gone.
Yeah, he quit that shit can hole place.
Someone asked, do German friends count as culture? Oh, Chris asked that. No. They yes, culture, but not color. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, well,
Germans are the ultimate whites.
We have.
Read the history books. Whoa. Easy there, guy. A little much.
Read the history books. They're the best whites.
We have a German friend, Christine.
Yeah. Ooh.
I have German friends.
Yeah, they have good culture, but not
and
good.
Dustin.
No
Christine
color.
Christine and Dustin. Oh, I have three friends.
Just like that.
All right, look at that.
Bam.
Look at your friend circle is expanding.
Moving up in the world, Drew. Moving up in the world.
If the Arms Room stops on Facebook, it will only be on Spotify. No. We're also on iTunes. We're on Podbean,
mm-hmm.
which is actually where all of our stuff gets posted to Podbean.
And then it populates everything.
It populates to Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all the other places I've heard that were heard on, places I don't even know.
Cool.
Yeah, thearmsroomshow.com is where you can always go to find where we're going to be. Facebook is just where we do video. That's it.
Yeah.
Just our video show. So, anyways.
Chris is leaving some funny comments on here.
Yeah, he's got one. You went from zero to full cent. Yeah, that's right.
Was that with my murder and burn?
Yes, that was your burn, murder and burn comment. What else is even happening in the news?
We had nothing. Serbian Christmas on the 7th.
Oh, Serbian Christmas on the 7th was good. Drew spent all day cooking good Serbian, delicious Serbian food.
I got coughed in my face. I don't think we ever addressed that on here.
Did you ever address that on the, did you ever talk to the people? The one guy was out. The guy
I was supposed to go back today with Caitlin at 12.
More people have confronted me about wearing masks.
Yeah. I got coughed on at the gym.
We got coughed on at the gym.
Like on purpose?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's how you get your fucking face caved in.
That's what I wanted to do.
She already left.
Was gone.
And then she went and told the front desk that I was the one that coughed on her. So
and then we pulled up the security video. And turns out, hey.
I was trying to go for a drink of water, and I pulled my mask down, and she lost her shit on me.
And people are just...
So that was fun. But guess what? She told me that she tested positive for COVID, and she was at the gym. And I wasn't maintaining 6 feet, and then I took my mask off.
Even though all their machines are exactly 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
And she was like, I can't believe you came and sat on this piece of equipment. I was doing my leg presses, and I'm like, okay.
I think you're going to see more and more of that. Now that things have shifted a little bit in politics and in the culture of our society, and now people feel empowered to be fucking assholes.
Yeah. Because now they'll have the...
But they don't know how. That's the problem.
I know how.
I.
So here's what I've started saying. Whenever I see someone even coming up to me or looking at me funny if I'm not wearing a mask, and I don't wear a mask, and I'm not going to fucking wear one.
No.
And so if I see someone like walking up to me, I just go, I'm not the person you think I am. And that typically just makes them leave me alone. Like if I'm at the store.
He says it with a little bit more authority.
Well, yeah, that. Yeah. The resting dickhead face. That's what I give people. They come up to me and I just look at them. I'm like,
I've had a couple people open their mouths, but like now if someone's approaching me, I'm just like, I just turn and go, I'm not the person you think I am. And then that typically makes them go like, oh, okay. Because like, I'll go back in time and kill your fucking grandparents. You understand? That's how much I won't put up with your fucking shit.
I thought it was great grandparents.
And trust me, your grandparents want you fucking dead. If your grandparents knew
your bloodline who you fucking were, books.
If your grandparents knew who you turned out to be, they'd have killed themselves. They'd have killed themselves to stop you from being fucking born. That's how upset your fucking grandparents fucking are wrong. About you.
Fucking terrible.
If you're the fucking person, there's if you wear a mask outside, you're a piece of shit.
If you wear a mask in your car by your fucking self, you're a fucking idiot.
What are you getting yourself sick?
You're literally fucking retarded. Or you see people walking their dog and there's not another fucking human being on the street and they're wearing a mask. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was like,
are you afraid to breathe the fucking air? Because for a number of reasons, you fucking should be. But not because of the bullshit the media has told you.
Look, if your body mass index is in an unhealthy level, don't worry about wearing a mask.
Yeah, it's not going
to happen. COVID ain't going to kill you.
You're going to fucking die.
Which I've also brought up to a couple people.
You don't care about my health. Neither do you.
You obviously also don't care about your health.
Funny story about COVID and morbid obesity.
Oh.
My father calls me back before Christmas. He's like,
huh?
I got the COVIDs.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, well, Dad, don't fucking die. And he's like, I don't plan to. And I'm like, well, that's good.
Mm.
Calls me back. He's like, yeah, I'm totally fine. Got through my quarantine. No problems.
Mm.
And of all of the people that I know in my life,
mm.
of all of the comorbidities that have been associated.
That should have died. Your old man definitely
one of them. My dad's like number fucking one on the list. I love the guy to
he's
death.
He's not healthy.
He's not a particularly healthy man.
Well, Papa got it last year when I got it because I gave it to him.
Drew had it. We've had 5 of our staff definitely test positive.
I haven't tested positive for it.
One of our staff members has it right now.
Even he was over in a day.
Yeah.
One day.
But they still have him quarantined.
Yeah. Well, his job requires it. His full-time job requires it.
Yeah.
Quarantine, but there's a
surprised he's not here. Actually,
there is so much. I am amazed, not amazed, and deeply saddened all at the same time by how easily Americans just bend the fuck over.
I'm not, they're all a bunch of pussies.
I don't know, man. I see like these big hulking dudes. Muscles bulging out of shirts, right? Looking like they just stepped off the cover of fucking, oh my God, I like to lift heavy things Muscle magazine. And you would think if you saw these guys normally, be like, all right, that guy's like healthy, he's fit, he's got a fucking beard, he's got some tattoos, yeah, he wears fucking black Converse. God, he must be a meat eater, right?
He's a fucking vegan.
And then he's wearing a fucking mask outside. And I'm like, God damn it.
What the fuck's wrong with you, bro?
And if you're ruining your children's childhood by making them wear masks all the time, you're a piece of shit. Look, dude, we went to Dave and Buster's yesterday, right? Everyone's wearing masks while they're playing the games, right? They got their nasty fucking hands all over the games. Everyone is touching the same nasty games. And they're like, but hold on, everyone's got to wear their mask. We didn't wear a mask. Our kids didn't wear their mask. I'm going to ruin my children's childhood by making them wear masks. I'm not going to do it. And you know what it takes for all of this to go away? Defiance, goddammit. All these fucking people out there
the are so... The government's not ever going to
give you back your normal. Fucking, like, scared. They're so fucking scared that someone's going to do... I might lose my job. I might lose some friends. People might not like me. My kids might not be able to go to school. Then fine. Change all those things about your life because apparently they all fucking suck. And every time you say to yourself, well, I just have to do it. Well, I just have to. You're fucking giving in. You're giving in.
Yep.
And the more you give, they'll take more and they'll take more and they'll take more. If you think this isn't going to go away, oh, don't worry. We'll just all just keep wearing masks and this will all just go away. No, it's not going to go away. They're not going to fucking stop. It's never going to end. Until people stand and go, we're not going to do this. And you know what would happen?
It'd go away. And then everyone would praise the government for letting them go back to normal.
Yep.
Because and then the government would be like, people,
oh, now it's all, look, we saved you all. And now you can take your masks off because we said so. And then everyone would be like, oh, thank God for the government. And I'm like, are you even paying attention at all?
No.
No, they're not.
That's an easy question to answer.
So you prepare yourself.
That's it.
You prepare the people around you. You do the best you can to get ready for stuff. And you feel, if you have to, I think, write down your values. Mm-hmm. Write down your morals. Write down your personal code of ethics.
Oh, my God. You can't ask people to do that. That's hard.
And then, if it's not on the list, you don't do it.
That's hard.
Number one on my code of values, I don't kneel.
No.
I'll watch my whole family go before I fucking kneel.
Okay. Be better. We've already talked about this.
What'd you say?
I said, gee, thanks.
It's like, I'm not going to fucking kneel. I'm not going to cow down and give it up for safety. I'll take liberty, thanks. I think there's a quote about that.
Somewhere. Give me liberty or give me death?
No, that's a different quote.
Oh.
Yeah, different, but still applicable.
Those who would sacrifice temporary safety for essential liberty or trade, excuse me.
Deserve neither.
Temporary safety or essential liberty for temporary safety deserve neither. Don't give up your essential liberty for your temporary safety and quit caving. We don't reach enough people, and not enough people are willing to do it. Because there's plenty of people who listen to this podcast as an example, come to our classes or listen to us in person, who nod their heads and go, yeah, that makes sense. And then they don't fucking do it.
Mm. It's hard. It's hard to be.
I've convinced a couple outside people in stores to take their masks off.
Yeah, wasn't it at Lowe's?
Once Lowe's, once at Target, and once at a Safeway, sort of. Just don't. You just fucking don't. It doesn't make any sense. There's no fucking science behind it. It's not what's causing or helping or solving or preventing. Just fucking not.
We were talking about it this weekend, and a couple of guys at my unit are smarter than I am, and they were talking about some stuff that they had read where if you're positive and you're still wearing your mask, it's actually making it worse because you're exposing yourself to a significantly higher viral load.
Oh, you mean because you can't fucking get rid of the shit you're breathing out? Yeah, what a goddamn shocker that is.
Amazing.
Well, yesterday we took the kids. Mila was supposed to have a dance class, and fucking Tempe Marketplace canceled and didn't even tell the owner of the dance class that they weren't even having the thing. So we were nice. Out the door driving, and the gal who works for the dance class, Danielle, she had to text all the parents and say, hey, guess what? Show's canceled. So we were planning on going to Dave & Buster's. So we went to Dave & Buster's anyways after we saw Zero's puppies. And they made an announcement that you have to wear masks even though you're playing the video games that everybody else is touching without anybody coming to cleaning them. Yeah. It's like, where's your fucking logic there?
Yeah, it doesn't even make any sense. Or, of course, my favorite, my all-time favorite is you can sit and eat without a mask on. I can walk around certain areas without a mask on. I can sit and eat and talk and laugh and do all the same things I'm literally going to do over there, but in this very confined space. And mm-hmm. that's okay because you don't get the COVID while you're eating.
No. Yeah.
And we can shut down children's play equipment at every fucking major, like, park or anything. Not outside park, but, like, the zoo or places like that we go where they've shut down all the children's play equipment. It's all shut down, bro. No carousel, no little tree climbing house. The giraffe observation thing, nope. Get the fuck out of here. Nope. You can walk around the zoo, and you better keep 6 feet of distance while we were standing in line to ride the camels, in which they were disinfecting the camels. I wish I was joking. But as we're sitting there waiting in line to watch the camel, some big, fat fucking bitch. I mean, I'm so fucking sick of fat people trying to tell me how to be healthy. You're going to die of cardiac fucking arrest. Cardiac emergencies remain the leading killer in America. Don't you fucking tell me a goddamn thing about what you think fucking health is. Shut the fuck up. Stop closing your mouth around fucking food. Yeah. Yeah, or yeah, you're gonna try to handle it with whatever. Oh, it's my thyroid. It's my dang dang. It's ding dang bomb. Ding dang dang. No, it's your fucking lack of fucking self control. Your poor fucking lifestyle. Your shitty fucking diet. Your poor fucking life decisions.
Do you want to know where
that's your fucking problem?
It's the fucking government. The government has allowed and encourages you to eat the worst possible fucking diet.
Of course they do.
It's that like it just. I fucking quit. I quit.
Yeah. So anyways, we're waiting in line to fucking ride the camels.
Yeah.
And she's fucking, well, everyone needs to stay 6 feet apart. We had just come from the snake exhibit where they cram people into a relatively small space to walk down the line and look
you're
at the snakes.
You're literally shoulder to shoulder with
literally shoulder to shoulder people. No fucking give a shit out the inside a building. Yeah, there's no control for 6 feet.
Like three people in there if you had to maintain 6 feet of distance. I've been in that building.
Oh, yeah, dude. And there was probably 50 fucking people in there easily.
Mm-hmm. But you're wearing your mask, so it's okay.
I guess.
But when you're outside wearing your mask, you still have to be 6 feet apart.
And we were there, and the Phoenix Zoo actually hired an outside security agency to enforce mask wearing, but just at the entrance, like in the first couple exhibits. After that, they didn't give a shit.
Well, like no, they followed us that one time.
Yeah, the one time they did follow us around.
The Gestapo was there.
But that was okay. He's just a fucking $12 an hour security guy or whatever. But whatever. That's your job. And that's your fucking job, I guess. But I got to make a living. Whatever.
And they've never – I mean, we've been to the zoo quite a lot, and they haven't – but I guess after Christmas
I think it was just really busy.
Yeah.
So anyways – I'm like, most of what they do doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no logic even behind how people are fucking doing shit. Yeah. You can enforce the rule, fine, enforce it. But fucking enforce it. It's not enforcing shit. Here's a great comment from Chris. Mask, I haven't heard this before, but I like it a lot. Mask is code word for muzzle. And muzzles control things.
Yeah.
We don't see each other's faces. We can't see each other's facial expressions.
Nope.
It's harder to recognize people.
Yep.
It's hard to hear people.
Yep.
It's harder to communicate in person. It's harder to go out and be in person. It's harder to do anything around other humans. Everything is online. Everything is ordered. Everything is delivered. They don't want you mingling. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. They don't want you gathering in large groups. It's almost like there's an amendment that's real specific. About that. Oh, no. This is for the greater good. So it's okay. It's okay that we can't gather in small or large groups. That's okay. Miss your uncle's funeral.
We can't go
miss your grandpa's birthday.
We can't go to bars and churches because guess what?
You'll get the vid.
That's where the fucking revolution
that's where the
started.
Shit started was in bars and churches, my friend.
Bars and fucking churches.
Semper Fi, am I right? Where'd that start? fucking tavern.
Started in a fucking bar.
You know what I mean? Like
a gay bar, but it was
a bar. Well, of course Marines would start in a gay bar. But like they limit us from it, but we can gather in mass at Walmart.
Yeah.
We can gather in mass at these protests. They weren't enforcing any rules at the Biden things or the fucking citywide protests and takeovers they were having. If you don't see what's happening, if you're not doing anything to defy this, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, you got your little fucking sheepy blinders on.
All I got to do is just go to work and I get my 9 to 5 and I get my paycheck on Friday and by golly, I'll just pay my taxes and I'll take my kids on vacation. I just keep my head down.
When the government lets me go, I'll go
on vacation. That's the best thing you can do is just keep your head down. Just keep your head down and keep working.
I'm so tired of people's fucking excuses for being apathetic. Quit being apathetic. There are plenty of ways to start working your defiance. Start it. But when I'm in a store and I'm the only fucking one not wearing a mask, or when it's Drew and I and it's the kids, and we're the only ones not doing it.
Weird.
I'll tell you what, man. I now, when I'm in a public place and I see someone not wearing a mask, I'm like, I don't even care how they look. Like, they may look in a way I would never, ever in my life go up to a person that looks like this. I will, like, I feel an instant kinship to them. I want to walk up to them and pat them on the back
high
and, like, shake
and
their hand and yeah. High five and be like, yes, thank you. Right? Like, thank you for fucking standing up for this and just not falling in line with this. Well, yeah, when you're in a store and everyone else is doing it, you're like, well, if we don't wear our masks, they won't let us shop here. Well, there's 1,000 fucking places to shop. And take it off and see what happens. Well, what if they come up and tell me? Okay, I'll tell you my experience. This is my experience. This is exactly what happens every fucking time, almost. Yesterday, we go to get something with one of the kids. We're in a pet store. The guy comes up to me and says, I would like to get this pet. Okay. Do you have a mask? No. Would you mind if I got you one? No, I don't mind. So he goes and gets one. He comes back and he hands it to me. And I said, thank you. I'm not an asshole about it. That's the guy's job. Okay. That's not my job. That's his fucking life choice, not mine. Here you go. Thank you. Then he looks at me. I look at him. And then he turns around and he walks away.
Yeah.
Then he's got to call somebody to come open up the pet enclosure. They come over. They're wearing a mask. Talks to me the whole time. Sees I'm literally holding a mask in my hand.
Yeah.
Says nothing to me the entire time.
Nope.
Realizes she's got to do what she's got to do. Once she realizes it's no big deal, pulls the mask down so she can fucking at least breathe out of her nose. We finish our conversation. She's very friendly. She's very helpful. She does her job very, very well. And then we leave. The end. Then we go to another pet store to buy some stuff. We walk in there. Everyone's wearing masks, but us. We go in. We buy the things we need. We say thank you. We're friendly. They're helpful.
Yeah.
Everything is great. I'm not rude or mean or anything like that. I'm not gruff. If anything, I'm almost over nice.
Yeah.
And then we leave and it's great. Thank you very much. Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in today. And we're done. That's what it's like, people. That's what it's fucking like.
Yeah.
And if they're willing to do that with me and Drew, who else are they willing to do it for? Everybody.
Because none of those motherfuckers want to wear it either.
That's right. And if you started showing more and more and more and more people, if you went into the store and not wearing a mask, right now most people wear masks because, well, everyone else is doing it. And so they fucking put their mask on. Well, what if, let's just say, oh my God, what if you went into the store and most people weren't? What do you think, Costco's going to shut the store down? Well, the government might come and shut us down. Then let them come. Let them come onto your private fucking property. And stop them.
With your shopping cart barricades at Costco.
And do you know what they're going to fucking do?
Nothing.
They're not going to do anything. You think they're going to bring the SWAT team down there to shut you down?
No.
They'll take away our license. Oh, you mean the special permit you begged for on your fucking knees to the government? Please, dear government, please let me do business. Here's a whole bunch of money so that you'll please allow me to do private business on my private property. Please? Jesus Christ, people. Wake the fuck up. They only take 20% of my paycheck, thank God. Thank God they let me keep the other 80. I'll get my tax refund, which I'll then go out and blow on fucking shit that they charge tax on. Because I'm too fucking stupid to reinvest it in fucking money market accounts. Because I don't know anything about the fucking stocks because they didn't teach me in fucking public school.
You sound decidedly Northeastern now.
Dude, at this point, I'm like, you all fucking deserve it. You fucking deserve the life that you want to fucking lead. You want to be a sheep? Go be a sheep. Just don't fucking... Don't
try to force it on me.
Try to force it on me.
It's not going
to
work.
You do you. I don't want to fucking hear about it. And you following the rules doesn't make you morally superior either.
Yes, it does.
So don't try to pretend like, well, I listen to the governing authority. Thus, how dare you jeopardize me? I'm following the governing authority, which is based on, you know, governing authority. Oh, okay, cool. You know any of those governing authorities? Do you know them personally? Do you associate with them personally? No, you don't. Mm-mm. You don't even know what kind of people they are. You probably didn't even elect them. Mm-mm. They're probably elected for you on your behalf by people you didn't also elect. It's unreal.
Presidents aren't elected. They are selected.
Where's that gay tavern at? We need to go have a meeting there.
It doesn't stand anymore. There's a sign.
Wasn't it a speakeasy for a while?
I have no idea.
I thought for a while. Anyways. Well, I guess we got to get to our topic today. Red wire gear moment. Begin.
Welcome to 2021, kids. A lot of people...
45 minutes into it.
That's all right. A lot of people pick this time of year to try to make changes in their life, and I support that. I don't do that. It's just, to me, it's just another year. It's another thing. It's an arbitrary day that marks the passage of time.
Right.
But if you have picked a new goal for this year or you've made some resolutions for this year, remember to stay consistent. That's it. That's how you will achieve your desired end result, is through consistency. It's the only way. There's no shortcuts. There's no life hacks. Fucking consistency. Disciplined consistency is how you succeed.
Make a plan. Write down your plan.
Crazy.
Elect someone or involve someone to hold you accountable for your plan. And please don't say God.
God holds me accountable.
Stop. Pick someone that's actually going to punch you in the dick if you don't.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Red Bar Gear, brought to you by redbargear.com. Our topic today for the rest of the show that we have is going to be about EDC lights and selection of them.
Oh. Real quick show. Buy a flashlight.
Buy a flashlight.
From a reputable company.
Yes.
That has an appropriate amount of lumens based on your end result.
That's all of them, yeah.
And then carry it every fucking day.
All the time. And administratively change the batteries.
And change the batteries. Mm. That's it. Whole show. Thanks for tuning in.
And we're done.
And see.
We do have a question, though. Do you think radio might make a comeback? You mean FM, AM? I don't think so necessarily, because it's so expensive to do that. And so that's why when you listen to the radio, there's so many ads. And even when you listen to talk radio, they're constantly pitching shit. Like a lot of the morning shows I used to enjoy listening to, I no longer enjoy listening to because it's just like you get about 5 minutes of talking and then 10 minutes of their fucking commercials. And throughout the thing, they're always talking about this and that, whatever.
It's so expensive to do that they
have to constantly be running advertising. It's like print. Print is so expensive that, you know, for newspapers and magazines and stuff like that, it's so expensive that they have to just fill all the fucking pages with advertising. So you got that problem. I think podcasts are here to stay because it's a digital format. So the advantage is I can take it with me everywhere I go. I mean, radio you can too, to an extent, especially these days. But we don't, like, a podcast is free, so to speak. It's a very minimal cost. If you were just going to do a basic digital podcast with like a handheld recorder, like all this equipment and studios and all that, that gets expensive real quick. But
yeah,
if you were just going to start a basic podcast of like, I have this handheld recorder, I want to open up a, you know, Spotify, you know, a Podbean account or whatever, so I can put it on everything else. And you're talking, it's not that expensive.
No.
A few hundred dollars and you're in.
Yeah.
That's why so many people have podcasts, even if they're not, you know, as large scale as some of them. Like, in ours is even large scale, but we still have a studio and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's why so many people start it, because it's relatively easy. So, yeah. And if you're ever interested in starting your own podcast, you should talk to Adam Bird from Heroes Media Group. He's the guy that got us started. He's the owner of the network that we are on. So he can get you dialed in. You can find him at Heroes Media Group on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. He'll give you all the details. All right. So to expand, and we'll use John's checklist, right? And we'll expand on each point a little bit. First, buy a flashlight.
Yeah.
Okay. From a reputable manufacturer. So if you're going to buy a flashlight from a reputable manufacturer, here's some concepts to think about right before you buy it. One, what size of light are you willing to carry every day? Because we're talking about EDC lights today. So What size of light are you willing to carry every single day? Like, we've got some examples, and you guys who aren't on video can't see this, but we'll kind of take a photo of it, and I'll send it. I'll put the photo up later. Where's yours, Evan?
In my pocket, where it normally goes.
Is yours the same as John's?
Yeah. Yeah, they're twinsies.
Yeah.
Twinning! That's like my fifth flashlight in a row, because I keep losing them, because it's me.
Yeah. We may or may not have to invest a lot in flashlights around our house.
It happens.
But
I have kids, so I understand.
But we've got...
Mine fall out of my pocket.
Like, here's four different lights that we have on the video here. And one of them is the light I carry in my laptop bag. It's small, USB rechargeable. It's easy to... It carries in the pen holder.
Yeah.
So that's the size of a pen. The other two are John's and then Drew's. And they are a little bit smaller of a light. No bigger, I would say, than your average pocket knife. And then mine's a little bit larger. It does carry easily in my pocket. It doesn't bother me. It's a little bit, I would say it's like a large pocket knife. So you just have to determine, like, which one do you want? Which one are you willing to carry? What size are you willing to carry? And once you figure out what size, then start looking at manufacturers. Don't start going to manufacturers and then try to figure out size, because some manufacturers don't have all sizes.
Yep.
So figure out, what size do I want? Like, how big of a flashlight am I willing to carry around? In my pocket, you know, clipped to my belt, in a little pouch on my belt, in my purse, in my laptop bag. Like, what size are you willing to carry? Then once you figure that out, then I would say look at manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturers I would start with, not necessarily in this order, but somewhat in this order, would be like Streamlight, Surefire,
yep.
Olight,
yep.
Modlight, Cloud Defensive, Enforce. Who else? Missing any other good ones? There's six. That's plenty.
Yeah.
You should be able to find a light within those options right there. And if you have another company, you're like, well, what about? Then fine. Fucking use them. I don't care.
Where's the fucking old cop lights? Maglite. Maglite's got some cool new... They've got some interesting stuff.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
But that also will play into your budget and your purpose.
Yeah, Maglites are probably one of the less expensive lights.
Yeah.
Ruger actually has some decent lights out.
Yeah.
I don't know who makes them for them. Phoenix is another one that just got put up in the comments there. Phoenix. Phoenix does make good lights as well. So between all those brands we just mentioned, like, you should be able to find
something.
There should be a light in there that fits you once you figure out what size you want. Then John said, all right, something that has the appropriate output, right? My idea of the appropriate output is all of it.
And that'll be based on the size of the light you choose.
Yeah, all the lumens. None of these small handheld ones we have here in the studio are less than like 500 lumens. Or they should be right around there.
Yeah. I don't even remember.
So get as many – 300 would be, I think, a minimum, and go up from there. That little one's not 500, but it's several hundred. Use as much as you can get. And remember, lumens is a measurement of the light at the bulb – not the throw or candela of the light, not the amount of light that's actually reaching the source. That throw is going to be based on the quality of the reflector, which is where, when you're spending money on a light, that's where most of that money's going. Also, shock absorption, you know, waterproofing, quality of switches, the electronics themselves to be able to handle vibrations. Like, there's a lot of quality of the lenses. You know, I just watched a thing from Cloud Defensive where they took a Streamlight, a Surefire, and a Cloud Defensive three lights, weapon mounted, and shot them basically point blank with Sims rounds. And the Streamlight and Surefire both shattered, which would suck, man. I mean, you're out there rocking, doing training, and you're rocking Sims or UTM or whatever, and fucking shatters your light. That would blow.
So the MicroStream is 250 lumens.
250.
There you go.
ProTac 1L, 1AA. Jesus.
I think those are 400 or something like that. I think this one is 500 or 600. I don't remember.
Yeah, they're... Keep talking. I'm looking.
All the lumens is what you want. You want massive amounts of lumens, light at the source with a high-quality reflector. All the companies that we just mentioned all have high-quality reflectors. So go with that, and you'll be happy. People worry about, what if I blind myself? I can overpower. You're not going to do that. Along with these lights are going to get some training, right? Understanding how these lights work if you feel like you're going to be applying them in any kind of defensive application, which is probably the reason you're carrying them EDC. In addition to their utility capability.
I use my light all the time.
Yeah. Which is a benefit of carrying a light all the time, is that you're going to get super familiar with using your light as a utility platform. And so because of that, you're going to get really comfortable with drawing it from wherever you're carrying it and utilizing it if you get the right setup.
Oh, that's crazy.
What's that?
So the 1LAA, which is what these two are, is 350 lumens on high with a CR123. And it's 150 lumens with a AA.
Yeah, AAs are super fucking weak, dude.
Hmm.
Yeah. What's the 2LX?
I got to look that one up now.
So make sure you have a light that you can carry with you that has a high output. Utilize it every day. You'll find you use it a lot.
Oh, dude, I use something all the time. Find shit under the couch.
And look, if you blind yourself, like when people go, well, if I shine on a white light, or what if I hit a reflective surface, it'll blind me. Like, then don't look at that. Like, don't stare at the sun, you fucking idiot. You know, turn your freaking face away or turn the light away. Like, it's not that hard. And if you properly learn how to search a room or search an area with a light, you're not necessarily always pointing your light directly at the thing that you're looking at. You can typically illuminate an area much better if you have any kind of reflective or umbrella capability.
Light output on high is 500.
The TLX?
Yeah.
Or 2LX? Yeah. I thought it was right around that.
And that's with 2 1-2-3s.
2 1-2-3s, yeah. So I think that's all. I think that's all this one takes.
Yeah, I don't think that one's a dual fuel.
So, great capability of a high output light. You want one that's going to fit you. You're going to practice with it. You're going to get some training with it. I can say in all the years of training, we've had more people successfully defend themselves with lights than with firearms. Mm. When we get feedback from students, outside of our government students, we've had more armed citizens defend themselves with lights than with guns. And you look at different setup of lights, like that little light, the small one that we're talking about here, it doesn't have a protective bezel on it because it's not designed for that. It's designed as a utility light.
Yeah.
Sure, it would work anyway, but it's designed as a utility light. Whereas the other lights that you notice are really designed to be carried in a pocket, used defensively, et cetera, they have bezels and protective caps around the light or the button, the activation button, because you don't want them to accidentally activate. That's a cute little light. Same thing, yeah. Same purpose as mine.
Yeah, just a little.
Now, when we're selecting lights, one of the things that we're looking at, like one thing I always try to tell people is I like to have a light that's going to go beyond the width of my hand. So that if I close my fingers and thumb around it, I'm holding a light that will extend beyond each side of my hand. That way, if I have to bash somebody with it or hit anything with it, I'm not going to end up striking my hand.
I'm going to assume.
But rather, I'm just
mine's
using...
Probably, I think mine's brand new.
but rather I'm just using the actual head of the light.
Yeah.
So I like to be able to have a light that is full. Well, yeah, yours would have a 1, 2, 3 in it.
Drew
yeah.
Opened up.
Yeah.
So I want that. I want the tail cap to be momentary to a click. It's standard yeah. operating procedure.
Yeah, I know.
But if I ever activate a light, it somehow magically always goes
in John's face.
It's always in John's eyeballs.
Especially during low light, no light classes.
So I want to be able to push the button and go to momentary and then full click all the way through to go to constant.
Yep.
I don't want a momentary only light. I want the first mode on my light to be high.
Yes.
As soon as I click it, it's the highest light possible. I don't want something that's I got to click through different modes, or that I have multiple buttons or options or twists or turns or anything like that. I want to click the button and get the highest light possible.
Simple.
If there's other modes like strobe and low and whatever, fine. So fucking be it. But I want to be able to go to the highest mode first. That's what I want. So. Yeah, someone said, I love my Phoenix. Had this great Phoenix headlamp and an O-light. For my bag all in morning. I wish we had that technology and lights when I was in the core. Oh, dude. Yeah. I wish the capability that we have in lights now, I definitely would have had in lights way back when.
Oh, God.
When I was in the Army. I would love to have actual fucking real bright lights. But now, they're amazing.
Not just slightly better than magic candles.
Yeah. Y'all, oh, cool. Oh, cool. Battery that lasts for,
7 seconds.
Oh, I forgot to change these.
And don't let that fucking light flat. Don't let that thing touch your leg after it's been on for about 5 minutes. It'll burn the shit out of you.
Burn the hell out of you. So there's a lot of good quality lights out there. Make sure you get one. Make sure you carry it. Make sure you train with it. You practice with it. That you know how it works. So use it every day. And you'll find the more you carry it, the more you're going to use it. So when you're selecting one, also another thing that I'll typically tell people about is be careful about what the bezel looks like. You don't want one of these crenellated, sharp DNA looking, I'm going to collect some DNA freaking bezels.
So UTG's out.
Yeah. You don't want those crazy lights. And we're like, they're good for self-defense. Like, yeah, but you can't fucking take them anywhere. This light right here, I have flown all over the place with
it. Oh, yeah.
I've gone into secured areas with it. I have taken this light everywhere I go. It looks like a regular old flashlight. It's all beat up and worn out. It looks like a utility light because it's a utility light. And so I never get denied using this light. If you have a light that's scary looking, they're going to fucking take it away from you. You're not going to be able to fly with it or travel with it into secured areas or whatever. So it's easy to bypass all that by having a light that just looks like a regular old flashlight.
And that's the crazy bezels are less common now because they kind of realized, I think manufacturers kind of realized that some of the shit they were doing was just unnecessary.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
Because like when, I remember when Surefire, I started seeing the Surefires, the bezels on these things were like a good 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch deep. And it was like, it was almost painful to depress the light because of the way they had them made.
Oh, yeah. They were like, we're going to pretend this light never going to accidentally come on. You're like, it's never going to fucking purposely come on.
It's never going to come on at all because it hurts.
So another thing you want to look at is the fuel, right? So I pulled out my batteries here. These are rechargeable 1-2-3s. Now, the reason that I like rechargeable 1-2-3s is that you're more likely to use your light if you're not scared about burning out the batteries.
Yeah.
So I've got these rechargeables. If I use my light a lot, I throw them on the charger. I've got an extra set already charged up. I pull those off. I toss them in my light. Bam. I'm never worried about using my light, right? I'm never like, oh, shit, I don't want to use this too much. Like the other night, we were at a party, and the kids were playing outside, and they're like, hey, Dad, we need your flashlight. Like, no problem, right? If these were disposable 1-2-3s, you're like, well, there goes $5 or whatever. You know, you're like, okay, see you later, $5.
Oh, crap.
But now it doesn't matter because I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I don't care. I'll just recharge it when I get home. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And yes, it's my emergency light. Yeah, I may have to have an emergency in it. They burned it out and fucking die in a hurricane or whatever. And that's possible. But overall, not that big of a deal. So I like to have rechargeable batteries so we can make sure that, we're cycling through them. And make sure that you administratively change your batteries, whether rechargeable or not. Make sure that you are administratively changing them. If you don't use your light a lot, I always recommend you change them at least once a year, for a regular old light. For a light that is used a lot, once a month. it's a couple bucks. Like, yeah, it sucks. It's the price of a cup of coffee or whatever, but just change your lights out or your batteries out. If you start to notice they get dim at all, change them out. Don't try, oh, I'm going to suck the last 20% of life out of these things. Don't do that. Just use your freaking light, you know. And that's why I like the rechargeables, because it just makes it much more easy to use your light. You're not going to think about it twice. So I can't even really think about too much else to say about lights.
That's it. There's really nothing else to say.
Doing it makes me realize I'm not really going to – we haven't really done a video on this, so I'm going to do a video after the show for Independence Training. I'm going to put up on the Independence Training Instagram and probably on our
partner. You've never done a light video?
I don't think like this about specific like, you know, selection. So here's some comments. I need to start carrying a light again. I have a Microstream that takes care of most things, but it's anything but a weapon. I find myself using my phone at night, which isn't reliable. The other thing that sucks about using your phone, which I use my phone too. You know, I've got the Droid. You give it a couple shakes and the light comes on, and that's really cool.
I've never bothered to figure out how to turn the flashlight on my fucking
flashlight. Oh, dude, mine's fucking rad. You just shake it twice and it fucking comes on. I love it. But the downside is it's big. It fills up your whole
hand. It's awkward.
It's awkward to hold. The light's not very bright. It doesn't project. So it's good for small tasks, of course, which is what it was designed for, finding your keys because you dropped them or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, using the light on your phone is not the best. And the 123s are small and can be charged easily off other devices. Absolutely. Another great point. Like, I have my little, you know, charger that I can hook up to other USB capable chargers and just charge it right off of whatever, my laptop or the freaking car or, you know, little wind up lights or whatever. It's a thousand
I,
one options.
I keep Streamlight, I think it's the Scorpion or the Stryon. I don't remember out in my garage, but it's one of their rechargeable ones.
Stingers.
Stinger?
Yeah, I've got one in my truck.
I don't know if it's a Stinger because it's about that size. It's got a bigger head on it, but it's about – anyhow, doesn't matter. I charge that thing, and it's the one that I keep on my nightstand at night. Dude, it's like dickhead lumens. Like I, my hallway looks like the sun just came up when I use that thing. And I charge it like once a year because it almost never gets used unless I have to go scare the pigs out of my backyard.
I've got one mounted in my truck that every now and then when I remember, I'm like, it's been a while. I just plug the DC thing in for like a day or two, and then I'm like, oh, that's probably charged for long enough. And then I pull it off, and as such, anytime I need a shit flashlight, I'm like, oh, shit, grab that big old flashlight. It's right there on the floorboard of my truck, and it's easy access to light. So I could slap some with the phone. Not with this phone. I ain't slapping some with $600.
Yeah, that's $600, man. That's crazy.
You better not be slapping anyone with $1,200 over there with their iPhone, fucking iPhone.
Fuck that.
So – anyways, there you go. We're out of time, and we got to get rolling. So mostly it was about masks and hating people, but we did talk a little bit about lights today.
Hey,
we covered the biggest part of it. We've got, if you're interested in more light stuff, we've got, and you're in the area, we've got a couple low light, no light classes coming up.
I would highly next month suggest and, that.
Yeah, man, it just blows people's minds when they see what lights are actually capable of doing.
And the good fight that you think you're going to be in isn't always going to be in the daylight.
Yeah. Usually not going to be. And even usually if it's people in,
are breaking into your house, is usually in the middle of the fucking night.
Well, and think about this too. Like, my parting comment will be this. Your light is going to be used during the day just as much as during the night. Because there are still shadows and dark places and dark rooms and dark buildings and shadowy corners and looking under things and looking for people. I'm still using a light when I'm looking for things, even in the middle of the day.
Yep.
So don't think that the only time you're going to be using that light
is in the middle of the night.
Dun, dun, dun. So there you go. Bom, bom. All right. Remember, you can bring us out to train with you. Things like our low light class. Shoot us an email, info@trainingaz.com, and we'll give you information about how to host us and train for free when you host us. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram as Independence Training, Redwire Gear, and, of course, The Arms Room Show. We don't have nearly as many followers as we have listeners. I don't understand how that's possible. And if you're on Parler, Independence Training is now on Parler. So heads up.
I don't think Parler is working anymore, is it?
I don't fucking know. Isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I don't have my phone on me.
I'm going to bring it up right fucking now. Parler is still up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they can't shut it down.
Well, the CEO of Parler is
suing. They're just doing their best to prevent you from downloading it.
No, Amazon deleted their censorship.
Parler's dead. Your request has failed due to a failed port, whatever. They had said that they might get shit canned.
So the CEO has set up a different – I just read a thing about it where the CEO knew that this was going to happen. Yeah. So they're trying to work with another platform to get them back up.
So for right now, Parler's down.
Because they were going through Amazon. Whenever they come back up.
Yeah. And Amazon shut them down.
Yeah.
So if they end up getting totally hosed, then sorry. But if they come back up awesome, we, Independence Training, will be on Parler. We're proud members of the Heroes Media Group. Make sure you check out the other shows on the network next week. We're going to be talking about firearms selection and brand snubbing.
Ooh.
Ooh, and the dangers of brand
snubbing. Sad, I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Are you not going to be here tomorrow or next week?
Ethan, ooh. Yes, they are on the calendar. I don't know if you addressed that.
What's that?
The low light, no light classes, they're on the calendar.
Yes, as well as the other we have so many great programs coming up. If you're in the local in the area, you want to come train with us. All kinds of great information. Oh, someone just posted, Parler went dead at 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
There you go. All right, you guys. Till next time, stay where, stay safe, and train hard. You've been listening to The Arms Room.